With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A new report says the Pentagon is telling 2,000 U.S. troops to be on standby to deploy to the Middle East. The Wall Street Journal claims the troops would not be serving in a combat role if sent. The report comes at the same time the U.S. sent a second carrier strike group near the coast of Israel. Terrorist group Hamas is ordering civilians to ignore Israeli warnings to evacuate northern Gaza. Author and attorney Andrew McCarthy says it's an apparent effort to raise the civilian death toll when Israel begins its ground offensive.
And Israel, I think, is doing more than any country in the world would do, including us, frankly, in terms of like making sure they go the extra mile to minimize civilian casualties.
The Israeli offensive is expected after a surprise Hamas assault on October 7th. It resulted in the largest single-day murder of Jews since the Holocaust. McCarthy spoke to the Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNnews.com, a limited gag order has been imposed on former President Trump.
The federal judge overseeing the case said she was barring the former president from making statements targeting prosecutors, possible witnesses, and the judge's staff. U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan said there would be no restrictions on statements criticizing the Justice Department generally or statements about Trump's belief that the case is politically motivated. But she said he can't mount a smear campaign against prosecutors and court personnel. The former president's lawyer strongly opposed the gag order. Greg Clugston, The White House.
President Trump has said he will appeal the ruling. Congressman Jim Jordan has set a 12 noon deadline today for a House speaker vote.
That was really, really big. So I feel real good about the momentum we have. And I think we're real close. So the vote's going to be tomorrow.
This is SRN News. More bad news for Christians in Indonesia.
Local officials in South Sulawesi province say they will withdraw a permit for the construction of a church under pressure from Muslim radicals. A loud demonstration by members of the Islamic Defenders Front last week prompted members of the provincial council to change their minds after first granting a permit to the Gamaliel Christian School Foundation. Christians make up 10% of the Indonesian population and are often persecuted. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge in Montana is continuing to block enforcement of a law that puts restrictions on drag shows and bans drag queen story hour events in public schools and libraries. District Court Judge Brian Morris says the law targets free speech and expression. A lawsuit over the matter will continue to progress in the courts while the injunction holds. Montana is the first state to specifically ban drag shows, which it defines as performers adopting flamboyant parodies. This is SRN News. In a meeting with implications for the West and its allies, Russia's President Vladimir Putin is expected to meet Chinese officials in Beijing in a visit that will underscore China's support for Moscow during its war in Ukraine.
Both Russia and China have forged an informal alliance against the United States and other democratic nations. Russian expert Alexander Gabuev says the alliance is vital for Russia, especially since the start of the war in Ukraine.
For Russia, China is its lifeline, economic lifeline, amid its brutal aggression against Ukraine.
He adds there's also a payoff for China in this relationship.
For China, Russia is a safe neighbor. That's friendly, that is a source of cheap raw materials.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Ford's chairman's urging the United Auto Workers to make a deal and end its month-long strike. More details at srnnews.com.